Really, I'm excited. It's Monday night, and we are going to have just an awesome call tonight. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to give you guys some great nuggets that are really going to help you, regardless of what network marketing opportunity or home-based business opportunity that you're in. In fact, I hope that you take the information that I give you tonight, and I hope that you change things in your life, as well as pass down this new ideal down to your family, that you take it and you give it as a blessing to your children, to your friends, your family members, to everybody, because this could make ultimately a major impact in your entire family's life from generations to come. And the topic tonight is going to be about two ways to financial independence. And most of the time, everybody in the industry, in the home-based business industry, are always talking about just one way to financial independence. Well, I'm going to talk about the back-end way to financial independence, because I know a lot of people who make a lot of money who are dead broke. A lot of people who make a lot of money who are in absolute financial bondage and in debt up to their ears. That is not the kind of army that we are creating here with these conference calls with DannyJohnson.com. What's important is that, yes, you go make a lot of money, but that you keep it. That we don't wind up like majority of the millionaires in this country who are absolute destitute. I mean, we're talking in absolute straight bondage. And so tonight we're going to give you some keys on a second way to financial independence. It's always the way that no one ever talks about. Never talks about. And I'm going to give you some stories of people who are actually doing it, and you'll be shocked at the kind of money that they don't make, but they live in financial freedom. And that, to me, is everything. That's the whole reason why most of us got started in our home-based businesses, with financial freedom. And financial freedom means something different to every single one of us on this phone right now. Everybody that is on this call, if I were to ask you what is successful or what is financial freedom to you, all of us would have different answers. Some of us would say, you know, $100 million would be financial freedom. Other people would say, wow, $100,000 a year would be financial freedom. Other people would say $10,000 a month is financial freedom. Other people would say owing no man a dime is financial freedom. Well, my personal belief is the latter one, owning not anybody one red cent, is a part of financial freedom. And that's where I want to take you guys tonight. Now, I know there's a lot of guests who are here on the call. You guys are about to get $1 million worth of information for free. So the thing I would encourage you to do, please go to my website, DannyJohnson.com, which is DannyJohnson.com. On that website, you will find at least 30 hours of free training that really would cost you thousands of dollars to be able to pay. If you had to pay for it, it would cost you thousands of dollars to be able to get. And here that is available to you for free. And so go ahead and get in there, register as a free member. Right now that membership is free. It will not stay free, but it is currently for free, so I highly recommend that you take advantage of it and let everyone else you know take advantage of it, because those doors will be closing soon. Anyway, so let's get down to it. Let's talk about how to become financially independent, not just through making a ton of money, because a mistake I've seen in the industry is I've helped a lot of people make a lot of money. Through the training seminars that I've done for the last 14 years, I will tell you that we've had thousands, tens of thousands of people come through those, lots of people coming out, thousands of dollars, many going out making six figures a year, and a few going on to making seven figures, which means that they are millionaires today, still earning millions of dollars a year in their personal businesses, and they learn how to do that out of the training seminar that we're doing, for example, in April in Dallas, Texas. Now, here is the deal. I want to talk about not only making a lot of money, but how to keep it and how to change your financial situation right now, how to get to financial independence if you never, ever made a ton of money, if you never made $100,000 a year, if you never made $1 million a year, how can you still become financially independent? Well, let me tell you where kind of the basis of my theory and understanding and beliefs and our lifestyle that Hans and I still live to this day, and the reason why we came here. Let me tell you this. I'll tell you why I'm teaching you this. Well, when I got into the industry, I was 19 when I went to my very first meeting. I was 20 by the time I signed my application and got serious about building the business. And for 6 months, I failed miserably, didn't make anything. I lived off of my credit cards because I quit my job and I came in full-time. Biggest mistake I had made ever in my career was quitting my job, coming in full-time without any experience, without understanding that this was a profession just like any other profession. And in this profession, people earn six and seven figures, meaning $100,000 or more a year, up to $1 million a year, doing this type of a business. Well, doctors make that kind of money, but they had to go to school for 10 years. They had to invest 200 grand into their education in order to learn how to do what they do. This business isn't any different. this business, people get into it and they just think for some reason that it's just going to be the easiest thing that they've ever done because it sounds easy. But the reality is it's not easy. It's simple, very simple. It gets easier as your skills increase. And so it's always important to invest into your education, invest into becoming a professional in the business that you are currently working in. Now, what we also found is that often the company doesn't provide you with that kind of professional training. They may say they do, but the reality is if you're not getting results, then it's not the kind of professional training that you need. That's what happened to me. I went to company training. Man, I failed for 6 months. Couldn't sponsor anyone, couldn't sell anything. All the company's training did was sell me on being involved in their company. Well, once I went and got trained by a professional distributor, then that's when I got the nuggets that I needed to be able to take my business to a totally different level. And so this is what happened. After 8 days after that first training seminar that I invested in myself, made over $4,000, brought in 25 business builders into my business, then the next check was 11 grand, then 15, then 20. My fifth month after that seminar, and I went to a seminar every single month without fail, no matter where it was in the country, and it cost me no less than $1,500. At one point, one cost me over $3,000. Why? Because it changed my business. In fact, the one that I invested over $3,000 into, my check was over $20,000 that month. And so went on after that to getting married and meeting Mr. Wong, who drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, a direct result of getting married. Everything got stolen. I lost my business, lost everything, wound up totally homeless living on a beach in Hawaii. And I know, oh, wow, rough. It was Hawaii. Yes, it wasn't Oakland, but still was scary. And then wound up starting in another business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth and making $250,000 that very next year, and went on to become a millionaire within 2 years. Now, where did all that money go? I was 23 when I made my first million. I spent every red cent of it. Every dime, gone. History, goodbye. All of it. Now, some of you are like, you idiot. No. That's what you would do, too. If you've never made that kind of money and all of a sudden it was landed on your lap, listen, and don't argue with me because the statistics have shown this. The people have won the lottery. They're broke within 5 years. They are. Why? Because they don't have a foundation of financial understanding. They don't have a clue of what to do with it. They spend it as though it's going to be there forever, and that's exactly what I did. I spent it as though it was going to be there forever. For some unknown reason, I got it into my head. And listen, I was 23 and uneducated, so I can justify why I thought that. But when the adults do the same thing, now there's no justification. But for some unknown reason, I thought it was going to last forever. So I spent it like it was going to last forever. On what? Stupid stuff. Clothes, jewelry, dinners, cruises, traveling. I mean, oh, pathetic. I remember articles being written on me, you know, the lifestyles of the rich and famous all at the age of 23, you know, custom clothing made for her, has her own custom tailor. Yeah, I've got $5,000 suits. Blah, big deal. They're 10 years old now. Do I need them? No. In fact, I ran into somebody that's on this call right now. Has jeans and a shirt and some Converse tennis shoes, man. Yes, for events, I do know how to put it on right, but the reality is I spent money foolishly on things that can deteriorate, meaning, I don't know, I found one of my suits, a moth ate it. $5,000 suit. One moth got to it. That sucker's history. There ain't nothing I could do about that stupid suit that I blew $5,000 on. Listen, $5,000 could have went to a whole lot of other things. One, I don't know, feeding a bunch of homeless people. Two, impacting a county, impacting a country. I don't know, putting away for my kids' college tuition, if they choose to go, putting away for a part of a wedding. I mean, I have five children. I didn't have them all then. I only had two then. But the reality is that we spend money foolishly on things, thinking for some reason that it's going to last forever or it's not, and I better take advantage of it now. That mindset will never lead to financial independence, period, end of story, ever, in a million years, no matter how much money you make. Because let me tell you the reality, and many of you are going to argue with me on this one. In fact, I might even get some hate mail. Here's the deal. The more you make, you already finished my sentence, the more you spend. You don't believe me? When I went from making $3.35 an hour to $3.55 an hour, guess what? I never saw that increase in raise. Why? Because I spent it. Immediately went shopping as though I won the lottery or something. And that's what will happen to you in your network marketing business or your home-based business if you are not wise. So tonight, we're going to talk about being wise. We're going to talk about debt reduction. We're going to talk about a second way to financial independence that every single person on this call can become financially independent, even if you absolutely are lame at working your home-based business opportunity, okay? I'm going to teach you tonight how to build your home-based business opportunity how to use that income as an income-producing asset, another asset in your life. And that will help you get to financial independence, but there's other things that you can do right now, practical things that can take you to financial independence right away. And let me tell you something. Bondage to spending is no life at all. And so often we think that if we had more money, we'd have more freedom to spend. I promise you, I've lived it, been there, done that. I've owned $2 million homes. I have lived in those ridiculous, luxurious homes that, you know, people dream about. Hans and I did that in our 20s, okay? We've done all of that stuff, traveled first class, you know, paying cash for Mercedes after Mercedes, and just doing a lot of frivolous things with our money, not thinking about our future. And only to have it, because let me tell you something, if you are in a feast season right now, I can guarantee you that feast season is to be setting you up for the future famine. Nothing lasts forever, including money. Nothing lasts forever. So you've got to put some away for the famine. I'm not saying don't buy nice things. I'm saying if you're in debt, don't you dare. Because if you're in debt, you're in financial bondage. You are a bond slave to some other master, and his last name could be Card. MasterCard? Hello? I think you're hearing me. What I want to see is freedom in all areas of your life. Now, financial freedom doesn't just mean you're making $1 million a year. Doesn't mean you're making 100 grand a year. Doesn't mean anything about how much you're making a year. No. It is, are you enslaved? Are you bonded to Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Mervyn's, Walmart? Do I need to continue? Okay? So let me give you 7 steps to becoming more financially independent, okay? And we're talking from the very bottom up, actually below bottom, because many of you don't realize that your debt is a liability, and I'm here tonight to prove to you that it is, okay? And not make you feel guilty about it. Hey, let's just step up and be wise. Let's take control over our life and not live under bondage anymore. You want to see confidence rise up in you? Get out of debt. There's no confidence like that. I know people make 100 grand a year in network marketing. Guess what? Still have very little confidence, and they're still bondaged. No. Freedom. That's what we're after. Freedom financially, which means no debt. Okay, number one, you need to get out your checkbook or Quicken or whatever thing you use on the computer to track your spending. Many of you have never done this in your whole life. Look at your spending. Where does it all go? Because you've had raises through the years, and yet the debt has increased for most of Americans. Okay? Even though you make more money, we are spending far more. There's always a debt ratio, debt to income ratio. That's the reality. And Hans and I found that to be true. I remember at one point, and this was the first time we looked at it. This is many, many years ago. I remember one of our businesses was producing about $35,000 a month, and our expenses, just living expenses, was $19,000 a month. How stinking pathetic is that? Our food bill was $1,200 a month, and we only had 2 small children at home. And I mean small, 4 and 2. $1,200 a month. Hello? Where was it all going? Well, I went into my cupboard, and I look. I had 8 boxes of cereal, all of them with a third left of cereal left in them, which always wound up where? You answered me, in the trash. Always winds up in the trash. Well, if you put all those 8 boxes times one-third together, you've got 2.5 boxes. 2 2/3 boxes sitting there. Hello, sitting there. $5 a box? There you go. There's about 12.5 bucks wasted down the trash. And we say, and this is cracks me up, when it comes to, oh, Danny, I really want to go to your training seminar in Dallas. I really know I have to be there, but I can't afford it. Oh, look at all the excessive spending. And then we go, we buy 4 more T-shirts that we didn't need, 3 more pairs of black shoes that we don't need. We always, always can get and spend money on stupid things that do not benefit us, that are not assets. Let me tell you something. Actually, I'm not going to go there yet. Anyway, let me stay on track here. Look at your checkbook. Look at where the spending is going and decide, is it worth the burden of debt? That's what you have to decide. Is that one latte a day worth the debt? Because if you add up how much you spend at Starbucks or whatever, Pete's Coffee or whatever your caffeine habit is, your Coca-Cola habit is, whatever your fast food habit is, whatever it is, I want you to look at your spending, and I want you to itemize it. I want you to look at it and go, okay, wow, I'm spending $200 a month between my husband and myself at Starbucks. Is it worth that MasterCard debt that is haunting you? Is it? Is it worth not having the feeling of freedom? Is it worth not having the vacation that your family deserves because we are instead drinking stuff that is bad for us to the tune of $100 to $200 a month? Really? And I'm not exaggerating. So when you look at your spending and you say, okay, how much am I spending at Walmart every single month? When you add it all up, this is what you're going to ask yourself. What did I spend that on? When you add it up, it's going to make you want to throw up. It really is. You're going to want to barf. And you're going to go, oh, my gosh, I spent $200 at Walmart on what? I can guarantee you it wasn't on toilet paper and soap. It's not. I can guarantee you it's on a whole lot of other stuff that still has price tags on or is already broke down. That's what I can guarantee you on. And this is what you have to ask yourself. Is it worth it? When you look at the movies that you go to, or you look at the rental returns on the videos and the late fees, then you have to ask yourself, whoa, we spent $80 last month on renting videos. And 40 of that 80 was on late fees. You all know you do it. Do you want to know why they've extended it to a 7-day, a 2-day to a 7-day? Because they know that you'll forget about it. And there are the ratios. Hello, they plot it against you. They know this. That if the longer you have the video, the more late fees you're going to pay on it. Because you're going to forget you have it, lose it, and totally space it out and not return it. They know that. That's how come they're being so generous. They're not being generous. They've trapped you. On default, they're getting you to pay more money for those movie, for those rental videos. I can guarantee you they make more money in rental, in late fees than you could ever imagine. Ever imagine. Okay, so this is what you have to ask yourself. Go through your spending and say, is it worth it? Was that $10 black shirt worth it? Or would I rather take that $10 and put it towards my MasterCard payment and feel victorious and say, ha-ha, I robbed the store. I took my money. Instead of giving it to them, I gave it to my debt. You want to feel exhilaration? I'm telling you, there's victory in that. I promise you. We lived it. At one point, we were making $500,000 a year, and we were $100,000 in debt. That's sick and pathetic. Why? Because the more you make, the more you spend. I don't know why that happened. It did. We itemized everything, and I barfed. Okay. So this is the question you have to ask yourself once you itemize everything. Once you look through everything, this is what you say. Is it worth the burden of debt? Is it worth the heaviness of debt? Is it worth the feeling of never getting ahead? Is it worth the fear of collectors calling my house? Is it worth the depression, the oppression? Is it worth the being broke, busted, and disgusted? Is it worth being stressed out and having no fun? Then you have dollar signs when you get on the phone with your prospect. And you cannot work from the friends first motto. You can't work from the building trust motto because you are stressed out about making your house payment, stressed out about making your MasterCard payment, American Express, Mervyn, the list goes on. Stressed out about college tuition coming up here in a couple years. Totally stressed out, so you got dollar signs in your eyes. And your prospect knows it. They can feel it in your voice. They can hear it in your voice, in your tonality. They can sense it that you just want their money. Listen, work with from a place of freedom. That's what you got to do. Here's number two. Look in your closets. Look in your pantries. Look in all the places where you've got storage stuff, okay? And I want you to look at that and see how much excess there is. Look at the excess in your life, okay? Look at the excess. Again, I told you about the 8 boxes of cereal. That was just one option that I had for breakfast. I had 8 different options for breakfast. We have eggs. We have muffins. We had toast. We have pancakes. We have frozen waffles. I mean, we had 8 oatmeal. We had, you know, cream of wheat. We had 8 different options for bread and shakes, protein shakes. 8 different options for breakfast. Why do we need 8 different options for breakfast? We don't. Why do we have them? Because we can afford them. That's why. So the reality is the reason why we're in debt is because the credit cards are available to use. That's how come. And listen, they know that. They know that you will spend more money if you have a way to do it. And so if you can't make more money, then they'll give you a debt to pay. Here's number three. I already gave you Starbucks. I want you to look at habits like that. You can say, well, Danny, I don't go to Starbucks. I don't go to Peace Coffee. I don't spend anything on caffeine. Then what do you spend it on that's excessive and unnecessary, and is it worth the heaviness of debt? That's the question to ask. Number four, sales. Yes, it's good to shop sales. It's good to shop clearance racks. No question. If you're going to shop high expensive places, you better go to the clearance rack. And if you don't see it on sale, don't purchase it. Why? Because it's too high priced. I can guarantee it. You're talking from a girl who used to spend 25 grand a month on clothes, okay? So we're talking about a recovering addict here, all right? Now, yes, it's good to get it on sale. However, comma, that doesn't mean buy seven of them. And that's usually what we do. Listen, I got to tell you something about my aunt. She could probably hear me right now because she's visiting from out of town. My aunt has an entire room, a whole bedroom filled with yarn that she's had for 30 years. Why? It was on sale. It was on sale. It's a good deal. Can't pass it out. It's only a book. She has probably 100 or more skeins of yarn. Probably, I'm totally underestimating that. She's got thousands and thousands of yards and skeins of yarn that she's never used. And guess what? The stuff that was popular in the 70s, she made a blanket out of it today, ain't going to be popular today. So what I'm telling you is this. Do not be fooled. Listen, they pay millions of dollars trying to figure out how to get your money out of your pocket and into theirs. Millions of dollars into advertising and marketing, trying to get you to spend money that should be going to your debt, towards getting your house paid off, towards you being free financially. Because if you make more, you just spend more. Are you with me? So don't fall into the trap. Here's my husband did this for us, and it was awesome. Listen, if you have to have it, you'll have to have it 30 days from now. Do not impulse shop. Whatever you do, if you see something that you must have, don't buy it. Go sleep on it for a few days. And if you're still dreaming about it 4 or 5 days later or 30 days later, if it's a big purchase, wait 30 days. If it's a small purchase, wait a week. Wait 4 days at least. If you're still dreaming about that pink whatever, then guess what? Then you had to have it. And you better wait till it's on show or at least negotiate. You want to learn how to negotiate? Talk to my friend Rohini. Oh, she's terrible. I mean, terrible. She's the best negotiator I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, so yes, it's good to get things on sale, but refrain. I can tell you, a girlfriend of mine who just paid off $45,000 worth of debt in the last 2 years during a low season in their business, and what she said was, is with the final draw, she came to the training center where we teach on debt, where we talk about getting out of debt, and she said she got it, and she had just went to the store. Her husband was unemployed. They were $65,000 due into credit card debt alone. $65,000 in credit card debt. Doesn't include cars, doesn't include their house. And they went to a shoe sale. Her husband needed a pair of shoes. Went to Foot Locker. Walked out with seven pairs of shoes. Did they need seven pairs of tennis shoes? That's all they sell at Foot Locker. No. But they walked out with them. Why? Because they had a line of credit that they could pay for it later, and they were $65,000 in credit card debt. So what am I saying to you? One is enough. We don't need that many. Many of you people have things still with price tags on it in your closets. Get all that junk out of there and have a garage sale. Knock yourself out. I did that. Made $2,600. It was awesome. Anyway, so sales, yes, shop them. Don't get more than one. If you see something that you have to have, wait. Big purchases, wait 30 days. No impulse shopping, which is number five. Do not buy anything on an impulse. You leave, you step away from the store. I want a little cop following you around saying, step away from that cookie. Step away from Starbucks. Step away from Payless Shoe Store. Step away from Walmart. Some of you got to do that. Well, you just have to say, step away from the vehicle. Put your hands up and put them behind your head. Turn around, about face, and hightail it out of there. Some of you need to run. I'm serious. If any of you are as bad as I was, and you guys could be going, Danny, you were bad. Listen, you're just as bad on a much smaller scale. If you and I traded our financial situation, guess what? You'd go wild. Absolute wild. That's the reality. No, I wouldn't. You know what? You're going to have to get honest with yourself because I promise you that most of us, 99% of us on this phone right now, would spend money foolishly and wildly thinking it's going to last forever. Number six, vision. Let me tell you about my vision that I had. This is really wild. About 3 years ago, I had this vision. And what I had realized was is that even though I had dropped my spending, I still had the same habit. I still had the same problem. I just lowered the amount that I allowed myself to spend. So here's the deal. I saw this. I moved to a town where Walmart was the only option. Walmart, Gottschalks, and JCPenney's and Mervyn's, and that was it. I went from Nordstrom, Saks Fifth Avenue, Bloomingdale's, you name it, to having stores that you just couldn't blow a ton of money if you tried, meaning $25,000 a month in Walmart's not going to happen. No way. You'd have to buy another house just to hold all the stuff. Anyway, the vision I had was this, and I hope you guys can relate to this. What I saw was, and please don't get mad at me on this one, but here's the deal. I saw, for example, you know fruit, you know, like Adam and Eve fruit, the serpent and the fruit thing? Okay, this is what I saw. I saw these stores, all these habits that I had, these places that I often popped my head into just to see what they had. And here's what it was. Okay, so it's like fruit hanging over each one of these stores. Well, just like the story from the beginning, in the beginning, Genesis 1, where it says, you know, that here was the fruit, and the fruit looked good. It looked awesome, and it was absolutely enticing, man, and what a great pitch the serpent had. She sold her a bill of goods. But what is behind the bite of the fruit? When you take the bite of that fruit, what's behind it? Let me tell you what's behind it. Curses. Bondage. Slavery. That's what's behind it. And it's the same with our shopping habits. It's the same with our spending habits. It's the same with how we build our business habits. Here's why. People purchase leads, and then they don't call them. Why? Because they can afford to purchase the leads and not call them. That's why. Listen, if you're going to be in business, and you're going to purchase leads to build your business, you better call those you invested money. So now make a return on your investment. Quit being a consuming American and be an asset-producing American. That sounded really good, and that was not planned. Don't be a consuming American. Be an asset-producing American. That's how you have to build your business with that same mindset, is you want to be an asset-producing person, not a consuming person. Okay, so the fruit was these fruit all over all these places that I shopped. And when you take the bite of the fruit, boom, bondage, slavery. Here comes the shackles. That's what gets put on you. And the question you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? And in the beginning, it became a game for me, an absolute game. When I would go and I would see something, I have to have that. I'd be foaming at the mouth that I had to have this thing. And it would just echo in my ears, okay? Think about it. If you have to have it today, then you'll have to have it 4 days from now. Okay, if it's that strong, step away from Mervyn's. Step away from Nordstrom. Step away from the mat counter. I'd have to turn around and step away. Then what I would do is I would go and take the money I would have spent, that $100 or that $10 or that $2 that I would have spent, and I put it in a separate account, put it in a separate place, and I hid the money. Pretty soon I had $850 saved up, which is a tiny little amount of time. $850 was saved up in a little envelope, hidden in a file. Why? Because that was all the money I would have blown on things I already would have lost interest in. Listen, we all got stuff that we don't even know that we got. We have forgotten we even purchased it. Number 7, get rid of what tempts you. Catalogs come into your house. Cancel them now. Why do they so freely send those catalogs to your house? To trap you. They know if you look through them several times, the more times you look through the catalog, the more money you will spend. Step away from the catalogs. Burn those suckers. Burn them. Burn them. They are not worth the heavy burden of debt. They are not worth the heavy burden of collectors. They are not worth the feeling of being broke and having broke thoughts. They're not worth it. None of it's worth it. Cancel the Mervyn's account. Cancel all those department store accounts. Cancel them. Why? Because they are temptation for you to spend. That is like an alcoholic who just went the 12-step program and they are now getting a job in a bar. No. Some of us need to rid ourselves of any possible temptations to spending money foolishly. Now listen, I did a poverty training a month or so ago. It's on my website. If you become a member, you scroll all the way down and it was called a Christian call that I did for a particular company. And in that training, it talks about poverty and how you get there, and guess what? Frivolous spending, scripturally, is how you go broke. That's what it said. Foolish spending, hasteful spending leads to poverty. And that is everything I'm talking about right now. You got started in your home-based business because you do not want to be impoverished. Listen, foolish spending, hasteful spending, stingy, being stingy with your money, leads 100% to poverty. No question about it. Okay, so those are the first 7 things that you can do to make a change in your financial future. Now, what we have with your home-based business is this. You have an income-producing asset, okay? That's what your home-based business is, all right? And same with your job. Your job is an asset. It's bringing in money. The difference between an asset and liability is this. Most people don't understand this. An asset makes you money. A liability costs you money. So let's talk about a car. What is a car? Is it an asset or is it a liability? It's a liability because it costs you money and it depreciates every single year, okay? But an income-producing asset, like your home-based business, all right, That is an income-producing asset. Now, you can use that income-producing asset to pay off your debt, or you can use it for fun. You can use it for fun money. You can use it for a reward account. You could use it for a number of different things, but you need to decide what you're going to use that money for. If all it is to add more money to your household, I promise you that money will be as quickly spent as you make it. So you got to have a purpose for the income that you're trying to generate. So here you go. And here's what's funny is that people will say, oh, I can't afford to buy weed, but they just went to Walmart and spent a bunch of foolish money. Or they just went to something else and blew. They went to McDonald's again and spent $10 on a meal that's going to kill them. But they don't have money to buy leads. Listen, stop consuming your money and start investing your money into an income-producing asset. This is a total flip for a lot of you. Now, here's that asset that I want to talk about. Now, when you add your home-based business to your normal job or your normal company, if you're already an entrepreneur, now you've got two sources of income coming into the house, okay? Now you need to delegate, where do I want that money to go? Well, what you need to do, I personally believe, and this is how Hans and I got out of debt, is we actually sold the house to pay off a bunch of stuff, to pay off a mortgage, to pay off a bunch of stuff, to pay off a bunch of cars, a bunch of credit card debt, all that stuff. Why? Because that house was not worth the payment that we were paying on it. It wasn't worth the $100,000 extra debt that we had on the side on top of the mortgage. So we said, forget it. It's not worth it to us because we would be owned by our business forever to work for what? A debt. Not worth it. Absolutely not worth it. We decided to downsize. Best decision we personally had ever made in our entire life, and that was making a lot of money, and we decided downsize was the best way for us in that at that time in our life. Okay, so here's something else that I think is funny. Here's actually number 8. To get out of debt, you must invest into yourself. You absolutely 100% must invest into yourself, and here's why. When you grow, your income grows. When you improve your skills, your income grows. Do you hear me? When you grow, your income grows. And so if you are improving your skills via Dallas, Texas next month, those of you who are in Sacramento last month, all the people who have been coming to these training seminars since August, and actually for the last 14 years that we've been doing them, but open, meaning outside of my own sales force, those of you, that is making an investment into your business. Investing into an asset is wise. Consuming your asset is not wise. Spending it on frivolous things is not wise, but you are the most priceless commodity, and you will get the best return on investment into yourself. The stock market can't guarantee you squat, but I will guarantee you this. If you invest into yourself and you apply it, you take that money you put into yourself and you put it to work, I promise you your income will absolutely raise. It'll blow your mind to watch that happen. It's happened to me for years. The more I've learned, the more money I've made. Year after year after year. Okay, so here's the deal. Let's talk about your home-based business income, something that you can do. Here's a possibility. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you that it's an option. Let's say that you take your home-based business. Let's say that you after I'm done with you, you go ahead and you itemize your spending, okay? And what you do is you go through that, and you say, wow, you know, I'm probably spending an extra $300, $400, or $500 a month on stupid things that are absolutely not worth it to me. Let's say you've got a gym membership and you never show up. Cancel the sucker. Quit spending that money. And I'm telling you, look for ways to save little amounts of dollars and then eventually big amounts of dollars. For example, your phone bill. Get on one of those flat rate plans. I mean, $50 a month, you have unlimited long distance. If you're a network marketer, you better be on a plan like that. You better not have $100, $200, or $300 phone bill. That's stupid. Okay, so what I'm telling you is this. Let me give you an example. I know a family that has 8 children here where I live. 8 children, okay? Mom and dad, 8 children, 10 people in this family. The husband is the sole provider for the household, and he delivers bread for a living, okay? He works for a bread company. He's the guy who stocks your shelves at the grocery store with bread. He is raising a family of 10 on that income. He lives in a very small town delivering bread to small grocery stores, okay? Now, this man is financially independent. 11 years ago, the guy decided on this small little income, he got very convicted by God about his spending. And hello, 8 children? Well, this man has paid off his house and his 2 vehicles. They are completely debt-free. I had this man in my house for dinner a week ago, Sunday. He is sitting in my kitchen, and the freedom that was on that man was amazing, because I know multimillionaires that are stressed out financially. And here this man, we were talking about money, and I told him, I said, I talk about you guys all the time. I talk about how you've paid off your home. They just made that last house payment just a few months ago. Paid off his home and paid off all his vehicles. He owes no man, not one red cent. He is completely debt-free. Home, cars, credit cards, everything completely debt-free. They have lived a frugal life on a very low income, raising a family of 10. Can you believe that? They took everything they had to pay off that house, took everything they had to pay off those cars. They pay cash for everything. And when I looked at that man, he was saying, yeah, financial independence, he goes, it's awesome, there's no feeling like it. And I said, look at that. The man does not even make close, not even close to 100 grand a year, and he is financially independent. I know people who make $80,000 a year, $90,000 a year, $100,000, $200,000 a year who are not financially independent. I have friends that make over 100 grand a year, and they are $70,000 in debt, not including their mortgage, guys. This man has his house paid off. How have they done it? You want to know what really convicted me? 7 years ago, I met a man who had four kids. Here I'm living in this big 4,000-square-foot house. He's living in 1,300 square feet. He has four teenagers in his house. He makes $3,000 a month. My food bill was $1,200 a month, and I thought to myself, I know this man doesn't bring home $3,000 a month. After taxes, what does he bring home? Probably two, maybe 25 if he's lucky. And what if his food bill was $1,200 a month? That's half of the monthly income that comes in. There's no way his food bill is that much. What in the world am I doing? And that's what you got to look at. Ways to cheat the marketplace from taking your cash. That's what you have to look at. So, I don't care how much you make. Now listen, there's a book called The Millionaire Next Door. And in that book, it talks about two types of people. And it talks about their assets and their liabilities. It talks about how much they made and how much they kept. They show people who on $25,000 a year were completely financially independent, debt-free, and millionaires. Also show doctors who made $750,000 a year who had a net worth of only 100 grand and had a massive debt. Okay? So, and they also showed another doctor who made $750,000 a year who was worth $2 million. The two doctors made the same amount of money, but one was worth millions, the other guy was not. Why? Because the other guy had to have the new biggest house, and the other guy had to have the new biggest toy. The other guy had to have a new Mercedes every single year for he and his wife. The other guy had five ex-wife payments for them as well, alimony, da-da-da-da, the list goes on. The difference was is where they spent their money, not investing, not talking about investment at all. The book didn't do that. The book talked about spending. The spending habits of the people who are financially independent versus the spending habits of people who make a lot of money and spend a lot of money. Okay, so even if you never make six figures in your network marketing business, the income that you are supplied with on your current job is enough to help you become financially independent. The income from your home-based business can help you do that faster and have more fun. Okay, and here's how. For example, decide now what percentage do you want to put towards debt. Now, let me go here now. Okay, you ready? This is how I want to give you a little debt reduction formula. What I want you to do is line up all of your credit card debts. Okay, let's just start with credit cards and put your mortgage at the bottom. Any other outstanding debts you owe other people. Let's start first with credit card debts, or actually forget it. Any debt that you have, line them up. The top of the list is the smallest debt that you have. Let's say it's $500. Down at the bottom, it's the largest debt that you have. Let's say that's $200,000. Okay, smallest at the top, largest at the bottom. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to take that smallest bill, and I want you to find in your spending where you can take the money back out of the marketplace and put it towards your debt. Okay, steal it away, back out of the hands of the people who are robbing you blind and you don't even realize it. Take it back away from that. Take it from the hand of the enemy. That's how I see it. Take it out of the hands of the enemy by not giving it to them to begin with. Take it back and take it towards putting it towards your debt. Okay, now, whatever you do, start taking that, some of the savings from being more frugal, put it towards that very first debt. So you have that first debt. Let's say that very first debt, let's say the payment on that, let's say you owe $500 on that bill, okay? I hope you're writing this down. Let's say that you've been paying $50 a month, 10% of the bill. I want you to find $50 or $100 or $200 that you can save from other places out of spending. Just from Starbucks. No more Starbucks, that's $100 a month right there. Let's say if that's what it is. Look for where you have it, okay? Don't argue with me. Just look for where you do have it. Okay, so So you take that $100 that you were able to save out of excessive spending, and I want you to put it towards the 50. So now you're paying $150 towards that $500 debt, okay, instead of just 50. So now $150 towards that $500 debt, how long before you're going to pay that debt off? Well, it's about 3 months, okay? So in about 3 months, you'll have that entire debt paid off, okay? So that scratched out. Now you don't owe that $500, but now you have this $150 that you were already spending towards debt. Now what I want you to do is look at your second bill. Let's say that your second bill, you owe $1,000 on that second bill. Let's say you are already spending $100 a month on that debt. What I want you to do is now spend $250 on that debt. Because you're going to take the 100, add it to the 150 from the last debt that you were spending. That is now $250 a month that you are putting towards that $1,000 debt. Okay, still spend that 150. Here's what most people do. They pay off a debt, and guess what? They spend the 150 on frivolous things that don't matter and lead them straight back into bondage. I don't want you to do that. I want you to take that money, compound it with the next bill. It's $250 a month going towards this $1,000 bill. 250, so you divide it out, $1,000 bill divided by 250 equals 4. So in 4 months, you're going to have that bill paid off instead of, 10 months. You paid it off in 4 months, which means you saved money on interest. Let me tell you, the best investment you can make outside of investing in yourself is paying down debt. It's a guaranteed 18% return. Why? Because you're not going to pay the bank that anymore. You can keep that money. So here's the deal. Now you have a $250 debt, $1,000 debt that you paid off. Here's a $2,000 debt is your next. As you'll say, your third credit card debt is $2,000. What I want you to do now, and let's say you're making a $200 monthly payment on that $2,000 bill, okay? Now you're going to take the $250 that you were already paying to the debts you've paid off. You add that to the $200 you were already also paying. Now you're making $450 payments to this $2,000 debt. So what's that? $2,000 debt divided by $450 a month is 4 months, a little over 4 months that you will pay that one off. Look at this. Listen, you will have paid off three debts that should have taken you a couple of years, and you paid them off in 8 or 9 months. Do you understand? Look at how fast that is. Now let's go to the next one. Let's say this next one, you got a maxed out credit card of $5,000. By the way, most maxed out credit cards are $7,500. Is the payment on that. And let's say that you're making $300 monthly payments to that $5,000 debt. You add it to the $450. Remember, the $150 that you paid to the first one, the $100 that you paid to the second one, the $200 that you paid to the third one, all compounding to $450. You have $450 plus the $300 that you were already currently paying towards this debt. Now that's $750 a month instead of $300 a month going towards that $5,000 debt. I know you're catching my drift. Do not, once you pay a debt off, don't go spend the money. Spend it towards debt, not towards things that are going to put you further in debt, okay? So pretty soon you will get to the point where you are paying off to the tune of $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 a month towards debt. Once you get all those credit cards just paid off, then you go after your car. You start paying down your car payment. But at this point now, look what you're making, because some of you guys are making $500 car payments or $300 car payments. Well, you take all this credit card money that you were paying towards credit cards, compound that onto your car, you'll have your car paid off within a year, not 5 years. By the way, when you go that full length of that bill, oh, it's sick and disgusting. You pay three times the amount for your car. And it's worth a third of what you paid for it by the time you pay that thing off. It's worth a third. That's a major liability. Then what you're going to add up, as you can see, now you're going to be making double and triple payments on your house payment. You will blow your mind. Let me tell you some stories. I have a girlfriend of mine by the name of Carla who came into the training seminar, heard this training right here, what I'm talking to you right now, went home, figured out they had $65,000 debt, and that did not include cars or house payments, or mortgage. She heard this training, and she was $65,000 in debt. To date, Carla now has paid off $46,000 worth of debt. Paid down in 2 years, $46,000 worth of debt. I asked her, how do you feel? She goes, I feel awesome. My confidence level is so much higher. Why? Because she's on the road to financial independence. She's going to get there faster by paying down debt than expecting herself to make $1 million in her business. She can get out of debt faster than she can make $1 million in her business. Are you with me? Yes. Here's the other thing. This is what she told me, and this is what I encourage you guys to do. Reward yourself. Some of you got to have a reward. And what she did is she used part of her home-based business money to pay down the debt. She used the other part for reward money. In the midst of paying down this $46,000 debt, she said two of her kids get married. She's had to pay for weddings and college. Hello? Hello? The other thing she did is she quit a job that wasn't giving her a retirement and found a job that gave her a 401k. Now she's got money, thousands of dollars saved in that 401k. And she's making more money on her job, not spending the more money, but now paying down towards debt and having a great time. So she bought herself a ring. She used part of that money. She decided how much was going to go towards her fun money. And that's what we do. I have to have a fun account. Absolutely. Hans and I have just one of our businesses that's just nothing but for fun. Absolute fun money. It's guilt-free. Why? Because we already have a debt-free plan. We're already out of debt. We already work towards that debt-free plan. And this is how you can do it. Have a certain amount. You need to get yourself to where you're living off of 70% of your income. 10% of your income needs to be tithed. You need to give it back to God because he's the one who gave it to you to begin with. 10% of that income needs to go to paying down debt, and the other 10% can go to paying yourself. Okay? Now, you, with paying yourself, you can decide what you want to do with that. Okay? Either you can take that 10% and get rid of the debt faster if that is a reward for you, as it was for us. We were passionate about living debt-free. Absolutely passionate about living by that example. And that was more fun than me buying another stupid suit that I don't need. Anyway, and so get yourself to live off 70% of your income. 10% you've got to tithe. If you want the money to keep coming in, you've got to give it to the one who supplied it to you. And if you don't think that he did, yeah, you'll come to that place someday, as we did. 10% towards debt if you want to, and 10% to pay off your bills. I mean, to pay yourself. So here you go. Let's say that you're making $500 a month in your home-based business, okay? And let's say that you say, I'm going to, and by the way, oh, I'm so glad I went here. Let's say that that you want to pay down debt and you want to reward yourself. Well, you're missing one thing. You cannot eat all of the fruit that your crop produced. Because if you eat all of the fruit that your crop produced, you have no seed for the next season. So many people in network marketing and in business, period, miss this boat altogether. If a farmer reaped a crop of corn and he sold or he ate all of that corn, how much does he have to plant next season? Nothing. You have to, if you're in business, you have to pull out a certain amount of funds to reinvest into your home-based business. For some of you, that's expenses to your seminar that you're going to go to this month. Some of you, that is advertising, pouring into leads. Some of you, that's paying for your product, your monthly product that you have to have in order to qualify to get your check. Do you understand? You have to. It's just, hello, from the beginning of time, it's called wisdom. If the farmer eats all his crop, he has nothing to sow into the ground the next season. So make sure that you have, that you're pulling out of your $500 a month, let's say that you're making in your home-based business, that you have to reinvest into your business. It's the only way that you're going to make it grow. You have to reinvest into your advertising, reinvest into your education. Some of you, for a year, that's all you're going to do is reinvest, reinvest. Guess what? If all you had to do is reinvest for 1 year, you're doing better than 90% of the business out there. It takes 5 years to see a profit in traditional business. Why do we expect network marketing to be any different? I have no clue. Maybe because a lot of people sell it at will. It's not true. Some people have been working it for years and still have yet to see a profit, but they've profited in many other ways. The relationships, the personal growth, the better people that they have become, this business produces far more than just money. Okay, so anyway, at a $500 a month, let's say after you pull out expenses, after you pull out money that you need to reinvest into building your business, let's say $500 is your net profit. This is what you can decide. You could say, all right, $400 of that is going towards debt. $100 of that is going towards my reward. Let's say you buy yourself a new outfit every month. You save it up for 4 or 5 months, get yourself a new ring. Save yourself up for 6, 7, 8 months, and get yourself a vacation. Do you understand? And here's what it is. For me personally, in order for me to keep going, I've got to incentivize myself. I have to reward myself. That's just the way it is. But my rewards are not $25,000 a month anymore. They're much less than that. And it's still rewarding. It's still fun. You know, this is my money. I could go blow it whichever way I want to. So either I can blow it all on one thing or I can blow it on 12 things, whatever it's going to be. But this is my fun money, guilt-free money. Why? Because you have your plan to pay off debt You're being responsible with that money. You're being a good steward. You're tithing. You're paying down debt. And you're not going further into debt. And so that's, you want to talk about an exhilarating feeling. That right there is an absolute exhilarating feeling. Rewarding yourself guilt-free because you know that you're paying off debt and you're on a plan to get it paid off within years. And you know that you sewed back into your business. So there's no worries there. Okay, so anyway, let me give you another story. Women, listen to me. Or men, also, listen to me. This is an incredible story. This happened in Sacramento. And gosh, for those of you that weren't there, I just wish you could have seen this. It was just so worth the fee to get in. There was a woman, I was teaching on debt, and there was a woman that happened to be there that came up to me, and she says, Danny, she goes, I heard this 2 years ago. And she says, and I did go and apply it. And I paid off nine credit cards, and my husband doesn't know it. And her husband was in the room. I said, will you tell everyone that story? She goes, I don't know. I said, come on. She goes, I've been waiting for the perfect opportunity to tell him that I've paid off nine credit cards. I said, well, now's the perfect time. She gets up in front of the room. She goes, my husband doesn't know this yet, but. And she tells the story. She heard it 2 years ago, and she's paid off nine credit cards in the amount of time that she's paid cash for two cars. Her husband turned beet red and started bawling. He just started crying. He started weeping. He looked like he had won the lottery. The relief that was lifted off of his back, and also the feeling of guilt, because he said that he got on her from time to time about spending. But he was blown away. What a gift, you guys, to give the spouse. What a gift. What a surprise. What a goal. To pay down debt. It was almost $20,000 worth of debt that she paid off, and he had no idea about. And did they need for anything? No. And guess what? Their business was in a desert season. It was in a famine season. And during the feasting time, you know, they'd spent it, had blast, had a great time, and then learned about this and went, whoa. So listen, when their income was lower, they were able to pay off almost $20,000 worth of debt, plus pay cash for two cars. How awesome is that? Wouldn't you like to do that for a loved one, for your husband? Who's been, you know, let's say the major breadwinner for the whole married life that you guys have had? Would it be nice to do that for your wife? Think about it. I mean, it's an awesome thing to do. Let me tell you about another one. Harold Rodney, and I wish he would have got up and told everybody, but he told me in private after the seminar was all done. He had a $59,000 debt. All he has today is $14,000, and he started doing it 1 year ago. He's a truck driver. Between truck driving and his home-based business, which he does a lot of retail. He's a retail-type distributor. He likes to sell his products. And he's a truck driver. Not a super outgoing, moving and shaking kind of a guy. No, the Harold Rodney is just the most sweet, gentle man who would give his shirt off his back for someone who needs it. That's the kind of person he is. He's totally consumed about helping people. He heard about this 1 year ago. He said he started a year ago, and his debt was $59,500. All he owes now is $14,000. This man is walking on cloud nine, and he did it between his two income-producing assets, his trucking and his home-based business. And see, most people in this business who say, well, I can only retail the products, not any good at recruiting. You know what? Get over it. This man just paid off how much? Over $45,000 worth of debt. Isn't that absolutely awesome? All of us can do this. There's no doubt in my mind that all of us can make this happen. I'm going to open up the lines for any questions that you guys will have. We have 5 minutes left. Okay, here we are. Anybody have a question or comment that you'd like to make?
Danny?
Yes.
Mike, and we will not.
Hello, somebody had a question or comment?
Yeah, Danny, this is Dwight from North Dakota.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, Danny. I'm so glad that I've learned about you and everything, and you've helped me a lot for the things you have to offer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah,
actually, anybody, hold on 1 second, okay? You guys, if you are not going to ask a question, then what I'd like you to do right now is press *6, mute out your lines because we get a lot of background noise, and I can't hear this gentleman.
Okay, Danny?
I believe you guys are all still on the phone with
me.
Okay, so go ahead, try again.
Yeah. Danny?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Overall, this country's had it good for quite some time and stuff, and we've really just gotten spoiled and stuff. I was born in 1946,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so my folks taught me how to be conservative and stuff. And that's basically what you're saying, is just to be conservative with what we got and appreciate what we got and not to go overboard and stuff on things there.
Yep, absolutely. And if we have a debt, to pay that sucker off.
Yep.
Get that yoke off of our neck.
Danny, I have a question.
I would not want us to go through another 1930s, but
yep.
Sometimes for some people it's just a non-voluntary thing that we just have to see some hard times.
Yeah, this is the absolute truth. And unfortunately, that's usually the any lessons in my life. Okay, who was that woman that had a question?
It was me. I'm Sharon from California.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. What can I do for you?
I have a question about we don't really have any debts per se, like credit cards and things like that. My husband had 3 open heart surgeries by the time he was 47 years old, so he's on Social Security, and I have some of my own illnesses that just really strange. But anyway, I've gotten into a small home business, and I'm wanting to find out what on your site, where would be the best thing to do to go to find out how to improve, you know, my income as far as that, how to talk to people, whatever I need
okay.
to do.
Sharon, go to my site, and are you a member on the site yet?
I just now signed up.
Okay, good girl. Okay, in there you'll find a section that says the conference call vault. Sharon, there's 30 hours of free training right there for you. Pick a topic and start listening.
Oh,
if
great.
You want to, this is also very important to do, Sharon, because sometimes just listening right there online is not the most convenient thing to do.
Uh-huh.
There's also some product that is available there. There's some CDs. This would be the best investment that you can make for your business, considering your financial situation. The ultimate thing would be to come see in Dallas and experience a 2-day training seminar that would completely, from A to Z, transform your entire business life, as well as your family life. But not to say that it needs it, but all of us can use improvement. But if that might be a more long-term goal. But if you can make that happen, I say come and make that happen.
Right.
And I know you're in California. Dallas is not that far away. The other thing is there's some CDs on there from North Carolina. We have had outrageous testimonials, Sharon, of people's incomes going through the roof from listening to those CDs.
Wow.
And I mean, it's a 10 CD set from A to Z. It is on there. There's nothing like it happening live, being in that 2-day training seminar. There's nothing.
Sure.
But if that is not an option, absolutely no question an option, then definitely get those CDs that are on there from North Carolina. It's a 10 CD set, and it will dramatically improve your business right away. From listening to the first CD, you will notice a change in your business.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sharon. So nice to have you on the call, and thanks for your comments.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
God bless you. Uh-huh.
God bless you, too.
It'll change your health, too, Danny.
Pardon me, please?
What's your website?
It's Danny, DaniJohnson.com.
You are awesome, girl.
Oh,
thank
you.
Change your health, too, Sharon.
Oh, pardon you. Thank you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Well,
God
you guys,
you.
Let me wrap this up because we're...
hey, Danny, it'll change your health, too. This is Sandy.
Okay, guys, let me just wrap this call up. Hold on 1 second. Okay, everybody, we're out of time, and I just want to bless you. Bless you this week in your business. Bless you in your... I just pray that you guys have an awesome producing week, and I really, guys, please email me. If you're going to start on this path of getting out of debt, paying off your homes, paying off your cars, paying off your credit cards, and you're going to walk on this path to financial independence as well as building a larger income to financial independence, I want to know about it. I want to hear about your testimony because I want to brag about you and the fact that you took steps to financial independence starting from the bottom up and also raising your income. There's 2 ways to do it, guys, and we're going to lead by example and doing it right. So anyway, God bless each and every one of you. I can't wait to see you guys in Dallas, Texas in April. We'll talk to you soon. Talk to you next week on this Monday night call. God bless you, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.